Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nolan McClain's pitched two games in the majors, and it only took two games for him to go seven innings. Think about that. In a world today where we're dying for pitchers to give us five, Nolan McClain goes seven innings, only gives up two runs. And then the Mets bullpen that was built by David Stearns gives up five runs in two. You can't make it up. Here's my question to David Stearns and company. Because the Mets are now a game and a half ahead in that final wild card spot, because thankfully Cincinnati lost. Hey, the Phillies lost too, so that's an extra game going the Mets are climbing to the division. But let's slow down there for a little bit. But why did it take so long to bring up Nolan McClain? Why did it take so long for them to go, we need to bring up a starting pitcher who could actually go deep into games? And I'm not telling you this kid's going to go every game seven innings deep. But what it really makes me think and look at this season, you have so many starting pitchers on this New York Mets team that are fighting to try to figure out how to get four and two-thirds, maybe five and a third. The fight to get a sixth inning is almost impossible. Yet a young kid's able to come up in seven innings in his second start? This is just showing that David Stearns' strategy of building a pitching staff is not working. It's not. It's a failure. Last year, I guess it was a success, but this year, total, utter failure. And if you want to tell me that there was no room available for Nolan McClain to get called up because there was too much pitching depth, Griffin Canning went down on June 26th. So we're talking one full month of July, the tail end of June, full month of July, and almost a half a month of August. So we're talking about a month and almost 2 months. Mets fans were dying for a starting pitcher, because this whole thing about not going deep into games is not new. Griffin Canning, who went down again June 26th, went down. Don't forget, June 26th, Achilles popped. How many times did Griffin Canning go six innings? One, two, three times. Three times in 16 starts, he went six innings. That's it. Three times in 16 starts. So you then take away Griffin Canning. Sean Manaea is not back yet. Frankie Montas, which we all knew we didn't want him, but he wasn't back yet either. Kodai Senga was back and forth if he starts. David Peterson really the only guy giving you actual innings. We were begging for a starter. The bullpen, which was good, we all knew wasn't going to be sustainable because they were all burning their freaking arms out. And same thing with the starting pitchers. We all knew, oh, well, the ERAs are good, but they're all going 4 or 5 innings. We knew this wasn't going to last. We knew this was fool's gold. And yet, we had to wait because next year, we want to let Nolan McLean get an opportunity to win the Rookie of the Year. That's the goal. Well, how about this? You bring him up in June or maybe July 1st. If he's that good, he'll qualify and win the Rookie of the Year starting July 1st. Because guess what? We've already seen All-Stars within 5 games. The guy Mizorowski or whatever his name is in Milwaukee, 5 games went to the All-Star game. Nick Kurtz came up, I think, tail end of June as well. 26 home runs later. I mean, if you tell me he's not going to be a Rookie of the Year with Oakland, or, jeez, I'm sorry, I didn't mean Oakland. Sacramento, the Athletics, whatever the hell they're called. It wasn't like all of these young kids got called up in baseball May 1st, and that's why they're going to be the Rookie of the Year. Who cares? I'm talking about the Rookie of the Year here. How about winning? How about giving your bullpen a rest? How about having a kid that's actually got guts and moxie on the mound and attacks batters? How about have him pitch every 5th, 6th game? How about that? Because that's what I saw last night in Atlanta. Nolan McLean not only has great stuff, he's got guts. He went out there and bounced the first pitch in the dirt, hit, I think it was Profar who led off the game, and allows a first inning, first runner of the game to get on base, shuts it down. Not Sean Manaea in the 4th to 5th inning all of a sudden. Walking one batter, then walking two batters, the bases loaded. And then let's bring in Tyler Rogers again for the upteenth time because he's the only guy we can go to with bases loaded because he always gets guys out. He's got a rubber arm. Problem is, he also gives up soft hits, which allows runners to score.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you have bases loaded. And that's what he continuously does. This team sucks. I mean, honestly, the way that they are built is terrible. I don't understand how David Stearns thought this team, pitching staff, bullpen, was going to go deep into the playoffs. And that's an embarrassment because the New York Mets last year sold us on a bag of goods that they were going to continue being successful for years. It wasn't just going to be 1 year and then we'll try to get back to the playoffs in another 5 or so. No, it's every year we're going to get to the playoffs and every year we're going to have a chance to get to the playoffs. And right now, they, yes, are a game and a half above the Reds for that final wild card team in the playoffs. But let me tell you this much, because I don't have any confidence. Someone asked me last week while they were in the midst of a skid, do you think this is a playoff team? Told them to get back to me in a week because I didn't know what to tell them. Because at that point in time, I'm like, I don't think so. I know the record says they are a game and a half above the Reds, and they are currently a playoff team. They better be, for David Stern's sake. That's all I'm going to say. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. It's Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan till 5 a.m. when Joe Beningo takes over. It's a good day. The Mets actually won, so it should be good. But then you watch how this team plays. You watch how Nolan McLean goes out there and deals. And then you watch the bullpen come in and suck. Garrett Reed, Reed Garrett, terrible. Ryan Helsley, okay. They had a picture on Apple TV. The four trades they made, and I believe I want to say for the four players, Cedric Mullins, I keep on saying Giovanni Soto every time. It's not Giovanni, it's Gregory. But Gregory Soto, Ryan Helsley, Tyler Rogers, Cedric Mullins, those four, they traded about 12 prospects for those guys. You know what? You could have been more efficient in getting one player. I'll tell you that at 220 after the break. We'll get into that. Because they totally screwed the pooch on big transactions at the trade deadline. Everyone tells me that there was no pitchers available. Who would you have gotten? Well, I got one. And I'm going to shove it up you know whose butt with I told you so. But I'm tired of him trying to be smart. I'm tired of David Stearns being smarter than the room because it's not working. It's not. Ryan Helsley, this game was 12-2. Reed Garrett comes in, lets up two runs, and then Helsley in the ninth inning, 12-4. He can't help himself. He can't help himself but give up three runs. This is a guy you want in a high leverage spot? This is the guy that you brought in like, okay, I think we got something here. I think we got something here. No, you failed. But 12 players traded away, 12 prospects traded away for four players who so far have given you absolutely nothing. Maybe Soto has given you a little bit. And Tyler Rogers does give you innings because you play him every game. But that's it. This is not a well-formed team. The best move the Mets have made since the trade deadline, or even at the trade deadline, was bringing up Nolan McLean. And you know what? Call up Sproat. Call up Jonah Tong. Call up whoever else you got. Call up whoever else can give you 6 to 7 innings in a start. Because I'm telling you right now, Kodai Senga, Sean Manaea, well, Frankie Montas isn't even there anymore as far as a starting pitcher goes. They're not it. Tyler McGill, when he comes back, we're talking about Tyler McGill is going to give you 5 innings? I think not. What a terrible, terrible year. Terrible offseason. Terrible everything for David Stearns. And for his sake, he better make sure they make the playoffs. He better bring up the best players available. And if that means cutting ties with Frankie Montas now, see you later. Cutting ties with Reed Garrett, see you later. Cutting ties with, I don't even care. You name it, see ya. If that means, you know, Jesse Winker's not here, Starlin Marte's playing and he's actually doing okay, reasonably okay, doesn't run the bases well. But if you had a player that was better than Starlin Marte in your minors, bring him up. No better time than the present. Tyrone Taylor, if he's not doing it, but there's a better player that can come up and play defense and hit better than him, bring him up. There is no reason to sit here and suffer and suffocate the fans. It's been a rough summer. And this has been going back. I understand Griffin Canning, June 26th. Does that sound that long ago? Kind of does. It's well over a month. It's almost 2 months. It's 2 months ago. Nolan McLean had his first start on Saturday. Last Saturday, a week ago, had his first start. You're telling me we couldn't have Nolan McLean sooner than that because you wanted to get, you know, an extra pick in case Nolan McLean won the Rookie of the Year? How about trying to win a World freaking Series? You ain't going to get a World Series if you're not in the playoffs. And with your pitching staff, you're not getting to the playoffs. 888-808-1019. I'm in a happy mood. I just came back from vacation, so I'm in a great mood. Everything is fantastic in this world. Unfortunately, the Yankees lost last night, so that's not that great. But the Mets won, so that's good. The preseason is over. I cannot wait for football. It's finally here, or finally, the next time we see Jets or Giants on the field, it's going to be in a real-life game. For real life stakes, well, at least for NFL stakes, and I can't wait. And I gotta be honest, we're gonna get into the Giants a little bit later on. I think it's gonna be one of the more shocking seasons in a long time for the New York Giants. 888-808-1019. Coming up, I'm gonna tell you where David Stearns went even more wrong, because there was one move he could have made, and this guy got moved at the deadline. And no, it's not Charlie Morton. But this guy got moved at the deadline. And I brought up his name to somebody, at least Evan Roberts. I know that much. He was going to be moved. He was moved. And he started last night for the first time in a year. In over a year. He looked incredible. And that guy could have been on the New York Mets, but we don't trade for starting pitching.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.